welcome to Hacker Media News. I thought I would try something new and see how it goes. I'm going to go through some of the latest media files on Hacker Media and give them a little review and give you a heads up on what they're all about. I'll try to eliminate my opinion from these shows, so don't worry about that. I will then finish off by giving these some constructive criticism. This may be a show that has one episode, or depending on the comments and feedback I receive, it might have more. So send all comments, email suggestions, feedback to utcrazy@hotmail.com. That's UT as it's spelt, crazy, all one word, @hotmail.com. I hope you can spell Hotmail. I will include clips from these episodes as much as possible. There are a few exceptions, but on this episode we will cover all the media files from July 13th, 2005 to July 16th. That may seem, you know, only 3 days, but since it is the summer, there is quite a few shows to cover. So I might as well get into the show. And the first one's from Broken Floppy, and that's episode number 4. And I'm not going to include my own shows on this this radio show. And on Broken Floppy, it's good because some Hacker Media consists of a few groups of people. There's the Squizzy people, and some of those people may be gamers, and there's the Nextbox people that I've brought to Hacker Media, and they wouldn't find this show interesting, Broken Floppy. But it's basically telling you some of the main things that you need to know about setting up a wireless router properly. Because I have a few friends that don't do it properly, and I set it up for them so that there can be at least a little bit of security. And I did, in fact, remove my opinion from this, but this show would be good for beginners, and even some people, since this is Hacker Media, it could help you out too. I'd very much encourage you watch this, because it is quite informative, and he does do a cool thing in this episode, similar to Welcome to the Scene, where it shows him on the computer in the corner, then it has a screen video of what he's doing, installing drivers. It basically goes step to step. It's a great tutorial if you get this, and Linksys routers in general, all together the same, could do the same thing that he did on my router, which is the G. So I don't have any clips from this episode since it's a video, but I encourage you to watch it, and also some criticism. I liked when his friend was on this episode, so I'd encourage him to get him back on again. Also, the video call do is good. This is just constructive criticism, maybe some good aspects I'll point out to you all. Video quality was good. I found it a bit distracting, but when he was using the remote control to zoom in, maybe get a camera person, but I thought that worked out very well for just being him there, you know, doing it by himself. So I'd very much encourage you watch it. That's Broken Floppy number 4. You can check out all the episodes of his, I guess 1, 2, and 3. I haven't caught, I don't think 1 or 2. I've seen 3 at www.brokenfloppy.com. There was also Lug Radio. Their bandwidth was exceeded, so I could not review this. But going on to the Linux Link Tech Show, but before I say that, sorry, I missed Belco Radio number 2. You can get this over at textfiles.com. I'm not going to go into this because the bandwidth was exceeded on my server, and that's where he was hosting it. So I could go over to textfiles, but I've decided not to include this in this episode, and we'll maybe include a newer episode in it. But from what I heard, the sound quality's a bit poor, so I've talked to him about this before, just try to improve that. And we're going into the Linux Link Tech Show, and they're close to 100 episodes. I congratulate them for that. They started posting, I actually was the one that started posting them, and I didn't see any interest, so I stopped doing that, and then I guess maybe the host of this show did this, or Kizzle, I'm not sure who posted this episode, but they started posting, and I think that's good. They sometimes get comments, and I think they're getting a bigger audience if they go to the Hacker Media Podcast. But back, they're close to 100 episodes. Good job, guys. It takes a lot of, you know, co-hosts, a lot of good content, and I've heard a lot of good things about this show, and I've listened to myself, and I personally like it. If you're a Windows fan, if you're not a Linux fan, obviously don't listen. That's kind of obvious, but I thought I'd point it out. But even if you just like computers, you might still find it interesting, because they go off on a lot of different rants, and they talk about computers, and I think they do a good job of including both sides of the audience, even if you're a Microsoft user, or even if you're just a Linux user, but you don't need to know more than what you know. I think the fact that it's that it's middle-aged, you know, guys doing this show, I think that's funny. But I'll show you a clip, and that was a funny thing they said about Asterix. And I'm gonna show clips because I don't want to turn this into a show where I can't expand on it, like a review show on these shows. This is Hacker Media News, so I'm gonna update this whenever there's enough to discuss, whenever there's enough shows, and when there's some good content for me to talk about. So this is a little rant about Asterix, and I'd like you to listen in.
Episode 92. Ooh, unbelievable we have made it this far. That's almost 100 weeks.
Well, on our way to countdown to show number 100.
That's right. Long time. Hey, we got a hell of a show for you tonight. I just don't know what the hell we're going to do. That's all. So,
swing it.
We have a hell of a show for you every night. Every Wednesday night.
We probably could. But.
Yeah. Wait till we get the Asterisk server running. Then, you know, we could just all call in and bullshit from wherever we happen to be on the planet.
Asterisk server.
Asterisk, yeah.
You know, let's talk about the Asterisk for a minute. The Aztecs.
The software itself is good.
It's the documentation.
It's the documentation that's a pain in the ass.
It was one adventure after another getting that damn thing set up. You know what? You know what's crazy? Like, I go to set this thing up, right? Because you had it configured and it worked.
Right out of the box, fine, yeah.
And for the most part, it works. But then, you know, you go to the Asterisk at home, you know, quick start guide. New user guide. You start reading through the documentation, and basically nothing on there about BroadVoice.
No.
Other than go to BroadVoice's page for setting it up.
And
but if you go BroadVoice's wiki, I think they have a wiki or something or a page, that's outdated information.
Yeah, there was versions.
Right, so you got to go to like Geek News had a posting or something about it, and you follow the directions there.
So I hope you'd enjoyed that, and I'll move on to our next show, which is a little. It's an interesting show to talk about, and I have a hilarious clip. I'm sure you'll all find it funny, and I'd encourage you to listen in, because this show, there's always little things they talk about, and none of them are really technology-related on this episode that I found, but maybe I'm mistaken. So in this clip, they're talking about, I believe, it's this guy that made his house into... a bit of a thing like Graceland, which is Elvis Aaron Presley. I don't know too much about him myself, but listening, and this guy is kind of on the verge of obsession. I think that's a safe assumption.
A clip about our review of Graceland 2. And if you want to see pictures of it, go to infonomicon.org, and you can see the pictures that we took at that crazy, crazy place. And if you're new to the Infonomicon media super power thing, Graceland 2 was talked
awesome,
about
dude.
in the very smooth with the radio. Graceland 2 was talked about in the very first episode of Infonomicon, and there's this crazy man named Paul McLeod who has dedicated his life to Elvis Aaron Presley. And like,
he's a good man. Elvis is a good man.
Elvis is a good guy. Paul McLeod named his son Elvis Aaron Presley McLeod, and
that's weird.
And he's opened 20...
That's on the verge of insanity.
Well, his wife left him over the whole Elvis thing. He's got an Elvis suit that he is going to be buried in, and hopefully he crosses his fingers and says, hopefully I'm going to come back and haunt my wife in it. And he has dedicated his life, like I said, and his home and everything else. Like, his house is pink, just like Graceland is not pink. But this guy's house is pink.
He had a pink Cadillac.
He had a pink Cadillac.
Does this guy have a Cadillac?
He has a gold Cadillac.
Well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why didn't he paint the Cadillac?
Well, supposedly Elvis gave him this car, even though it's like a 1983 Cadillac. And
Elvis,
I think Elvis
died in 77. Is that right?
Yes, it's sad. Do you know that
77?
Day?
77? Yeah, 77. I'm from that place.
From anyway.
Shot.
And again, you can listen to Infonomicon. They have, I think, 43 episodes, if I'm not mistaken. You can go to infonomicon.org. That's infonomicon.org. And you may find yourself mistyping it, like I did, maybe not, when you go in, but there's Infonomicon TV, there's Infonomicon episodes, there's a lot of great stuff like that. They have some text files there, and you should check it out. So the next show on the list is Welcome to the Scene number 10, and this show gets a lot of bad and good comments, because some people like it because it's kind of interesting sometimes, and there's some weird situations, and it kind of gives you the whole other aspect to, like, downloading these videos. You know, you think, oh, they're on Kazaa, you know, it doesn't take this huge thing. But then the other side, people think, well, it's nothing like the scene, like Welcome to Tessine is the parody off of it, and they think, well, it's not like they say, and people who are in the video bootlegging kind of scene, it's more fun than what Welcome to the Scene conveys it as. And again, it's a video, so I don't have any audio clips from it, really, because most of it is typing the music in the background. I congratulate them for that, because it keeps you semi-interested. Great opening music, and I like their animations in the starting, with the credits and everything. Some constructive criticism. The person whoever was in the first scene, I assumed it was the main character, he wasn't in the video of him in front of his computer that I saw. Maybe I'm just, I don't know. But he didn't appear in that. And then when in the second part, I liked how they switched characters in this episode to a female. And you could see her. And so this, some people, you need to have all your attention on this type of video. Like some TV shows you can kind of be listening in, but also doing work on your computer. This is something you have to read the IRC, what they're talking about there, read the AIM, and they add some life problems in many of these episodes, which I find kind of interesting, and they add kind of the side, like, this is your life, and if you ever slip up, you're going to get caught by the police. It doesn't make you want to be a bootlegger or anything like that, if this is in fact how the, you know, remotely how the scene is run. So the next show on our agenda is Squizzy episode 23, and that's the last show featured on Hacker Media News, and I hope you've enjoyed it so far. This show features a couple new things that new listeners may appreciate. That's the Squizzy recap that they did. I thought that was pretty good. I like how this episode in particular had phenomenal recording quality. There was a bit of a hum in the background, but I'm sure that didn't really bother anyone. They have some, in this episode, they had some funny topics like urinal poop. They also went into more mature topics, and this is kind of exactly how school shootings occur, so listen up, and this will be the final show I'll discuss on Hacker Media News.
I'd say that about covers poo for the day.
Yeah.
Done enough poo talk. We generally have a poo segment, but this was a...
Sometimes. We haven't in a while.
Pre-planned poo segment. It's been a long time.
We really haven't in a while.
Long time. Another thing you have asked us, or suggested for us to cover, is school shootings. Kids that are so unmonitored by their parents, in my opinion, and so desperate for attention, and have been raised so poorly that they would take a gun, a real-life gun, to their school and shoot their friends and teachers.
Okay.
This is a very serious subject.
This is first of all, this is very unsquizzy-like, so I don't want to linger on it too long.
Right.
But fact is that these kids hate the system. They hate the kids. They don't see the point, and their parents are working. It's basically what it boils down to.
And
they're typically being picked on.
I think they're pretty stupid too.
They're exactly they're basically exactly like us, except
right.
they're psychotic.
That's because, yeah, I guess.
I mean, they
don't play Counter-Strike.
Exactly.
Or they might.
But that
it's not enough for them.
I thank you for listening to Hacker Media News. This is the July 17th edition. If there is some likeness of the show, I will continue making episodes of this show, should you all want me to. If the creators of the of some of the shows that I mentioned on this episode would like to add anything more, you could email me, utcrazy@hotmail.com, and I will read those comments next episode. So from all of us at Nextbox Revolution and the Hacker Media scene, we thank you for tuning in, and we encourage you all to visit www.hackermedia.net. Thanks for listening. Good night.